Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time to name the neglect from typical food advice. Welcome to the Find Your Food Voice podcast, hosted by me, Julie Duffy Dillon. I'm a registered dietitian with 20 years of experience partnering with folks just like you on their food peace journey. What have we learned? Well, cookie cutter approaches exclude too many people, and you don't need to be fixed. It's not you. It's not me. It's all of us. Only together we can start a movement and fix diet culture. And we will. Let's begin with now.
Hi, and welcome to our second mini-sode of the wintering season. I'm Rachel Pavic, anti-diet chef and part of the Find Your Food Voice team, and I'll be your host for today's episode. When thinking about what I wanted to talk about, I started reflecting on my relationship to food during the holiday season, particularly all the baking I do during the winter months. It's a topic I thought might resonate with many listeners, so sit back, grab a warm beverage, and let's jump in.
Did you know that every time you listen to an ad on this podcast, you help cover the cost of producing Find Your Food Voice? Thank you to our sponsor, Equilibria Daily Women's Microbiome Defense. Because of them, my team and I can continue our independent podcast. Equilibria is a women-owned wellness brand with unique science-backed products that help bring your mind and body back into harmony. EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense is a 3-in-1 capsule that supports your digestive health and promotes gut barrier protection. It also promotes optimal vaginal pH. These probiotics were chosen because they are studied for women's health. And I love that you can subscribe. So if you find that Equilibria's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense helps you, you can subscribe so you don't have to think twice about running out and also save 25% off. I just started taking the Equilibria Daily Women's Microbiome Defense after a trip overseas that made my GI tract kind of funky. I am hoping that it helps make things just a little bit easier, easing back in. And also, as a woman in midlife, I'm always looking for ways to help with vaginal pH. If you are not in midlife yet, just be aware, it's a thing that is around the corner for you. So head to myeq.com and use code FOODVOICE for 15% off Equilibria's Microbiome Defense and much more. That's myeq.com and use code FOODVOICE at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. All right, let's get back to the show.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
These days, one of the best parts about the holiday season is the time I spend with family and friends baking holiday cookies. We usually make 5 to 7 types of cookies, some classic for us, like my favorite chewy ginger cookies, peppermint brownie cookies, and peanut butter blossoms, and usually try some new recipes as well. Last year, we made these gochujang caramel cookies from Eric Kim at the New York Times, and oh my gosh, they were incredible. They were surprising and unexpected and so, so delicious, and you should definitely go try them. We always make enough cookies to give away to everyone we know and obviously to enjoy some ourselves as well. Cookie days are an all-day marathon of baking, laughter, music, and celebration, but that wasn't always the case for me. I grew up in a foodie family. Cooking and food was and is our love language. But there were always those tricky diet culture undertones. Looking back on baking days, I don't remember that same joy that I feel nowadays. Instead, I remember feeling stress, anguish, and guilt. There would always be comments around how much butter and sugar were being used. Duh, we're making cookies. they require sugar and butter, and how we would need to quote unquote make up for the calories consumed eating the cookies. I remember when I was younger sneaking into the kitchen while everyone else was in the other room to shovel cookies in my mouth, knowing that it was the only time I could eat them before they became unacceptable again the next day. I look back on that version of myself and I feel so much sadness for that, Rachel. I'm wondering if this resonates for any listeners. Do you feel conflicted about participating in baking traditions with family and friends? If so, here are some tips and reminders for you while you're baking. Not all of these will necessarily resonate with you, but they are things that really helped me as I was healing from a lifetime of dieting while learning to love to bake again. First and most importantly for me is to remember to eat meals and drink plenty of water while you're baking. You don't need to save up calories for the cookies you'll eat that day, and it's still important to feed yourself and hydrate. You still need to take care of your basic needs. This not only helps your physical body, but your mental health as well. Secondly, give yourself permission to eat as many cookies as you want. Remember, intuitive eating also includes eating for pleasure and joy, and if they make you happy, there's nothing wrong with eating many, many cookies. And no, you don't need to atone for that later. This leads me to number three. There is no amount of butter, sugar, or chocolate, or any other calories that you consume that mean you need to make up for what you ate later on. You don't need to spend extra time exercising or restricting the next day. It's okay to eat the cookies. And lastly, try and set boundaries with those you're baking with. This one was the hardest for me, but in the long run, probably was the most helpful. I've talked about this on the podcast before, but boundaries can be set up in person or via text ahead of time. When I was first learning to set boundaries with family and friends around diet culture, I just sent texts to everyone, kind of letting them know, listen, I'm healing my relationship with my body and I really don't want to be around talk about diets. So can you please refrain? This ended up feeling safer for me than setting those boundaries in person. Ahead of time, practice saying things like, I don't appreciate you commenting on my body. Or if you're feeling a little sassy and channeling our dear Colleen, you can ask, why do you think it's okay for you to say things like that to me in response to someone making a comment about your body? Let people know that you don't want to talk about diets or the calorie content of cookies, and that you will walk away or abruptly change the topic if they do. Setting boundaries and naming the consequences for not respecting them was super empowering for me. And getting to the point where I was able to voice my lack of tolerance for diet talk, even when those boundaries aren't always being respected, gave me the confidence I needed to be able to step out of the room if diet talk crept into conversation. Before that, I always felt obligated to sit there even if I felt uncomfortable. But now I feel like I can just walk away. Not forever necessarily, but just, you know, for a few minutes to take a break. And if you don't feel like you're able to or want to set boundaries with your families and friends, and that's totally fine if you don't, know that you can always step away briefly, walk out of the room, do some quick grounding exercises, and take a few breaths to help ground you in any particularly upsetting moments, so that you're taking care of yourself first and foremost. And so there you have it. Those are my tips and reminders for you as you do any holiday baking. But honestly, do what feels good for you. It doesn't have to be any of these things, or not necessarily all of these things. We, the Find Your Food Voice team, just really want you to lean into joy and enjoyment around food this holiday season. I hope you enjoyed this mini-sode. Please feel free to follow me on Instagram and TikTok, both at Stay Doughy, and I look forward to connecting with you online. Have a great holiday season and see you all in the new year.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.